Okay, this is Graham Thickens on the floor of the Pavilion area at Demo Spring 2010, and we're over the lunch hour here, and I'm stopping at some booths, and I'm with the guys from Calendar Fly, who hail from New York City.
Yeah.
New York City, the Big Apple.
Yeah.
And I'm with Drew Aldrich, who is founder and CEO.
Yep.
And we also have Jason Cernansky here, who's CTO. How you doing, Jason?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Good. Well, you guys had a great demo. You're obviously well-practiced.
Thanks so much.
Because you hardly missed a beat up there. So you feel pretty good about how it went?
I think so. We were just really excited. We've never done anything this big. And so it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And so I just went for it. I don't know. It was fun.
Well, yeah, you did well. Give us the kind of one-sentence version of what Calendar Fly is, and then we'll go into some other details.
We're trying to become the family calendar. And the way we do that is we give our product to schools for free. And that gets all the assignments to go directly to the students and then to the parents.
So the important point is it's a family calendar,
exactly.
Not a school calendar.
Exactly.
It's not for just for teachers. It's
so
much more than that.
Yeah, a student would log in and they'd see their math, their science, but also their soccer team, their after-school activities, the local organization, and their family groups, family events.
Yeah, so. Very cool. How old is the company and how did you get started?
We were working on it in the middle of 2008, and then I left my job on Wall Street at the end of 2008.
Wall
to work
Street?
On this. Yeah.
What were you doing, trading? Or
I was in what's called the Esoteric Structured Finance Group at Standard & Poor's, which is an area that doesn't really exist anymore. But it was great at the time, and I left that to do this full time.
And how'd you guys meet up? Did you go to school together? Or?
We have a friend in common, essentially, and we'd known each other. We met a couple times before that, and it just worked out really well.
So did you ditch the day job too, Jason?
Not entirely. I mean, I've been doing a lot more of this and a lot less of other stuff. But
okay. But you're
not entirely
Drew,
full-time
you're
for
fully
yep.
Yeah, okay. And have you raised any outside funds yet, or is just friends and family?
Just friends and family. Severance check went into the company. And now I used to live in Manhattan. Now I'm back with the parents in Westchester.
Well, you got to do what you got to do, right?
And so we're trying to raise some money right now to do to expand.
Well, New York City surely has an active early stage community.
Yeah, definitely.
VCs and angels, so I read a lot about that and have met some of those folk. Do you go to a lot of those local events there?
We try to, yeah. We were at a panel and a presentation just about 2 weeks ago with Fred Wilson was on the panel.
Yeah, Fred's great.
Yeah, it was kind of impressive.
He's really a pretty approachable guy, too, if you can get up to him, you know?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I've found him to be that way. But so what have you done to date to get this out and have customers using it?
Mostly it's been me contacting principals directly, trying to contact schools directly. And now we're focusing on charters specifically, and we're excited for the 7 to 10 that we're going to be opening up in September.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
And charter schools are probably getting to be a pretty large number
now,
aren't they?
It's interesting because we're going to have 3 in New Orleans. And New Orleans is in the middle of a huge social experiment. They are going from 0 charters to 100% charters within 5 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So, we're working with an organization down there that's starting up 2 schools and starting 2 schools every year after that for the foreseeable future. It's really kind of the charter world is exploding, and we're trying to get in on
that.
Yeah,
that sounds great. And you mentioned earlier that charter schools seem to be more amenable to trying something like this. Right?
It's been our experience that just the timetables are quicker, and they see the product, they like the product, they jump on it, and that's rewarding to see. And the charter school that's using us now they're using it at a phenomenal rate, and they're really enjoying it, so it's great.
Are you getting good feedback from the parents? Have you tried to do, like, focus groups with the parents?
We're going back there at the end of the year, in May, right before the school ends, to talk to the parents and the teachers and the students. But I've given out my card to every single parent there, and we've gotten a couple calls about questions, but they all thank us for doing it, which is fantastic.
They really see it as a time-saving.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of a thing in their busy lives, right?
Exactly.
Especially dual working parents, I suppose.
Exactly.
Well, it's a real attractive user interface. Talk about the color coding a little bit.
It kind of looks like a Jackson Pollock or something. We're trying to make it really easy so at a glance you know whether you've got math homework tonight or is it soccer or is it hockey. I know on my personal calendar, my dad and I are on a hockey team together. And blue is hockey. And so I just know if I see blue, it's going to be a hockey game. And that just tries to make it really, really easy.
Yeah.
And You set your own colors. It's not that every kid in math class sees math as red. It's the math that you choose it yourself.
Uh-huh.
The only difference between what a student sees and what a parent sees is instead of a parent seeing every student group as a different color, the parent sees each student as a different color. So, for example, in my family, what it would have been, I have a sister, and so I would have been blue on my mom's calendar, my sister would have been, you know, red or something like that, with the idea being that parents need to, they might want to, you know, see what is Johnny doing or what is Katie doing, not the million different colors out there.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
And you can always uncheck the different groups or the different people. So what I say often is that if I had this while I was growing up, my sister probably would have been unchecked because she always knew what she was doing, and I definitely would have been checked because my mom had to remind me more than once.
So it'll be particularly useful for certain kids.
Exactly.
Others don't need so much help, I suppose.
It's not random that I came up with this.
It came out of life experience.
Very much
so. Well, you know, someone said that on stage early in the conference that, you know, the next best thing is probably something that you really think you want to build yourself that means a lot to you.
Yeah.
And if it, you know, and if you've got the passion to do that, then chances are others are going to
Pick
up on it, you know.
My mindset was, listen, if I build this thing and it doesn't blow up, at least I have it. At least I can use it.
Right.
So, you know, that was the whole idea.
Well, good for you, Drew. It's
so
a great-looking product, and you did well at your first time at demo.
Thank you so much.
Good luck in the rest
it.
Of the year. Jason, you
Thank
too.
You.
Okay, over and out.